Hi everybody. Today's module I can't wait to tell you about because it's something that I literally stumbled upon through trial and error over my years as an MC. As I gradually improved my skill and events started going well, I realized that I was actually mastering something pretty special. And in fact, it was a bit of a game changer. It worked so well, I became able to personalize and customize almost every event program. And that, my pretties, is how you can captivate, inspire, and motivate any audience way more than ever before. So, what is this mysterious skill? You want to know how I did it? Well, it's a little something that I like to call the art of the spin. Now let's look at the word spin. According to the dictionary, it means to turn or whirl around quickly or draw out and twist. And guys, that's exactly what it means to me in my role as an MC too. The main aspects you need to know, though, is what in your event needs twisting, turning, or drawing out. In other words, how are you going to spin it? So when you talk to committees or go for client meetings or get the program rundown of the event, firstly, try to grasp clearly why they're spending so much money, why they want to bring people together and have this event in the first place. Then, once you understand, you have to connect with their purpose for the event. Let me repeat that. You have to connect with their purpose for the event. It's like locking your two hands together, the client's and yours. Otherwise, you won't understand how to spin what you say and do, and it'll be very hard for you to customize the event personally for the client. Then, of course, you're going to go into the finer details. What's the theme, the concept, etc.? Because once you grasp the concept, then it's going to be easy for you to spin it and draw out the desired result. Now, as MCs, I've mentioned many times before how much power we hold in our position in front of a live audience at events. Now, most of the time, clients don't give us scripts. So when we fully understand the objective of our client and the theme or message that they want us to get across, we can spin the words we use and the fun and the games we play with the audience in the exact direction the client wants, and in a way that will make the audience feel like you really know them well. And guess what? Voila! You have just customized the program. And guys, this is what will set you apart from other MCs and make you stand out as one of the awesome MCs that audiences can relate to and remember. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Here's an opening I did. The event was an awards gala night, and it was on the final day of their conference and convention. The theme of the event was Further Together. Now, when I went for the client meeting, they mentioned that two companies had merged and that they were still having teething problems uniting the two different management styles and teams. So on their gala dinner, as soon as I finished my usual opening, I told them how excited I was to go further together with them on this night, and that we were going to have an amazing journey together. Every time I got people up on stage for games, I would stress that this was a great opportunity. And even though people had come from all around the world, it was no barrier for us to all go further together. And how much fun we'd all have as we enjoyed going further together. So throughout the night, I just kept spinning and weaving in those two words. And the interesting thing is, it made people feel like I understood their company, the position they were in, and what they were going through. Now, here's a testimonial from one of the guests from this event.
I thought tonight was absolutely fantastic. It's my second time being at the RES, and coming from BBI, we don't have anything like this. I think it's absolutely amazing. The energy, the professionalism, just how she knew so much about Tricor. It was almost like she knew us all intimately, and it was absolutely brilliant. Well done, Donna.
Now, you can do this after your normal opening as well. Just think about your event and what it means to the audience, and then spin that into or at the end of your opening, and keep spinning throughout the event as you interact and play games with the audience as well. Now, let me give you a hot tip here. This is hot tip number one. Guys, pay close attention when the boss gives his or her speech on the event, because often they'll tell you more in those 5 or 10 minutes than the committee ever did in the meeting. So write down any good stuff you hear from the boss onto your program immediately, because you can still use the good stuff that the boss just said to spin throughout the event. Hot tip number two. Often MCs tune out of listening to speeches as they just think all events are the same. Or they're not a part of the company, so why bother listening to the speech? Wrong! Guys, this is your opportunity to catch something really personal about the company or event, and this is going to help you customize and spin what you heard right then and there on the spot. And this gives you a terrific advantage throughout the event. Also, now, if, for example, it's an anniversary that the company is celebrating, I consider this a very easy spin. I'll always mention the meaning of the anniversary. Maybe it's 10th or 20th or 25th or 50th or 100th or whatever. Then you can mention any metals or gems associated with that particular anniversary. And I always like to spin the difficulties or struggles that they must have had to overcome to achieve such a milestone as the anniversary they're celebrating. So just remember, spin, spin, spin your words to reinforce the special occasion that your guests are celebrating. So does that mean that I have to keep coming up with new game ideas all the time? No. This is a beauty here. I may play many similar games over and over again on various events with many varying themes. But I will change the name of the game, and by doing this, it completely changes the way the game is perceived by the audience, especially when you spin the game to the theme. Now, it's very easy to do this. So let me give you an example of a game and how I spin it for various events. Let's look at a simple game of just tossing a ball into a bucket. Tossing a ball into a bucket. Guys, I've even used this game on glamorous themes like Oscar Night, Glitz and Glam, and Night of Stars. But I just call the game Paparazzi Shoot. No one wants to play a simple ball toss game on a glamorous event, but when you spin it to the theme, it goes something like this. This is how I might talk to the audience. Wow, with so many fabulous celebrities and stars in the audience tonight, it's no wonder that the paparazzi are out in full force. Now it's time for us to turn the tables on the pesky paparazzi. Instead of them shooting pictures of us, we are going to shoot them. Then I have four guys stand on a stage with buckets. These are the pesky paparazzi. And I'll get the celebrities and stars, the audience, to line up and take shots at the paparazzi. So in the audience's eyes, they see the people holding the bucket as the pesky paparazzi photographers, and they see themselves as celebrities and stars. And when they toss that ball, they're more than happy to be shooting a pesky paparazzi. Now, let me give you a different spin, because I've used this same game on a mafia night, but the spin, of course, is a bit different. It goes something like this. I've got them all lined up, so I say, in this game, I want you, as gangsters, to shoot as many of the rival gang members as possible. Those guys over there are the thugs. Now, of course, we can't use real bullets, otherwise we'll all go to jail. So tonight we are going to use squidgy balls. And by the way, guys, this crazy spin on shooting people with squidgy balls also usually gets a laugh as well, because I'll be squeezing the ball up and down, and the people that are going to throw the squidgy balls like to do that as well. So the gangsters are shooting rival thugs or gang members. I can use the same game on an around-the-world night or a cruise night or an international night by linking it up to a country. For example, Brazil, it's famous for soccer. So let's reenact the Brazilian soccer team. Shoot the ball into the goal, the bucket being the goal. Now if we go to China, I'll say, okay, China, world famous for ping pong. We are going to play our unique international version of Chinese ping pong. You guys over there are the pingers. They're the people throwing the balls. And you guys with the buckets, you are the pongers. Let's play ping pong. So guys, you get the idea here. The audience are not so interested in the game. They're more interested in the concept of the game and how you spin it to them so that it relates to their theme. Now, any game or any routine or theme can be spun to any audience. All you need to do is think about the theme and then spin it the way you sell it to the audience so that it makes sense in their environment. Okay, now let me look at awards. Let's say you want to ask the audience to give people a standing ovation. Maybe you've got a citation that you have to read out. It's already scripted. That's fine. But at the end, you want to ask them to stand up, give them a standing ovation. You have to spin to the audience the reason why they deserve it. So, for example, before you ask them to stand up, you would say something like, "They've worked hard. They have done a magnificent job. These people are the backbone of the company," etc., etc. And then you're going to say to your audience, "Come on, guys, please stand up. Give them a standing ovation." And then most of the time the audience will give them a standing ovation, because you've already explained or you've spun it to them why they deserve it. Now, another common area MCs struggle with is getting audiences onto the dance floor for disco time or even following you in a mass dance. So in this case, if you're trying to get a crowd onto the dance floor but they're not moving, then you have to warm them up. You wouldn't be able to just say, "Come on everybody, it's dancing time, everybody on the dance floor." No one's going to move. They've been drinking, they're happily settled in their chairs. You've got to motivate them. So you need to spin it and say something like, "I know you guys work hard, so you deserve to play hard as well. This is your night. So we want you guys to relax. It's time to dance, relax, enjoy. So let's celebrate." And then I'll mention the name of the company. And then I'll say the name of the company again. We're going to relax, have fun, enjoy. So come on, everybody, stand up, come forward. This is your night. This is your party. This is your time to relax and enjoy. And by crikey, you guys deserve this. So come on, guys, stand up onto the dance floor. Then you just keep encouraging them. We're going to show the name of the company, XYZ Company, what you guys are really made of. And as they gather on the floor, are you guys ready to rock? Are you guys ready to roll? Wow, you guys are such fun, etc., etc. Keep spinning the reason why they're going to dance and how much they're going to enjoy it, and tell them what a fun audience they are and how much fun they are as people. Yay! Spin, spin, spin. So keep this up, and definitely a majority of the audience will respond. Now, don't expect everyone to move, though, because there could be many reasons why people don't want to dance. They may have leg problems, or they could be pregnant, or they could have other health issues. They could be feeling dizzy, or they just want to network with people. Either way, just encourage those who are willing to come down onto the dance floor, and don't judge those who don't. The same with getting people up for a mass dance. Doesn't have to be 100% participation. Now, let me give you hot tip number 3. If the tables or chairs are too close together, the room is really packed, or it's a huge audience, or the audience are pretty drunk, don't ask them to come to the dance floor. Just ask them to stand up, push their chairs into the table, and make some space so that they can dance where they are. Of course, you still got to spin them to get up, motivate them to move. Now, guys, if you can master the art of the spin, I can guarantee your events will never be the same again. Your audience is going to really connect with you because you've made the effort to connect with them. So take the time to go the extra mile for your audience. Understand how you're going to connect with them, because it's going to really pay off for you in a big way in the long run. And with this module, guys, you have just learned how to be one of the most awesome MCs in the market and how to customize all your shows. So key points for this module. Key point number 1, mastering the art of the spin can captivate, motivate, and inspire audiences. Key point number 2, if you know what the organizers want, then it's easy to spin the event. Key point number 3, you need to connect with the organizers' purpose for the event. Key point number 4, pay close attention to the boss's speech for more ways to spin. Key point number 5, you can use any game, no matter how simple, if you change the way you spin it to suit the theme. And key point number 6, audiences connect with MCs who've mastered the art of the spin. So let's look at some action steps you can take for this module. Action step number 1, after the program meeting, decide what you need to spin. Action step number 2, twist, turn, and think of ways to draw out the way you're going to spin the event using language, the right words. Action step number 3, enjoy spinning your events, because this is what's going to make the event really personal for your audience. And this is what makes you memorable to them. And action step number 4, go the extra mile to customize your events because it will really pay off for you in the long run. So guys, as a masterclass lesson, this one ranks right up there at the top of the list. If you want to build your business better, make more money, and live your dreams. So guys, happy spinning, everyone. I'll see you soon. Hi, everybody.